We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori Simone. I'm your host, Tori Simone. How lucky are you guys? Two episodes, 1 week. Shit's crazy, right? Yeah, I'm catching up. I'm back where I'm supposed to be, and it feels good to be back. Yeah, I hope you guys are all having a great day. Hope you guys are having an amazing week. What books have you guys been reading lately? I think we should start like a book club. Don't you think? Like maybe like once a quarter, I should do like a whole episode about books and about like what we're reading. Because I love books. I love them. Right now I'm reading The Beach Club. It's awesome. Before that, I read The Glass Hotel. That was really good. Yeah, I'm just really into books. And I think a lot about why I'm opening a studio down here in Sea Isle. And I think a lot of it was influenced by a book. Because I read You, Me, and the Sea. And I loved it. And I loved like the feeling that I got from reading a story that took place at the beach by the water. And I was like, I need that like serenity in my life. And then like a month later, I'm starting to open a studio down at the beach. So books are really important, powerful. That's what I'm trying to say. They're really, really powerful. So in the Facebook group, can you guys please let me know what books you're reading and what the vibe of the book is? Is it romance? Is it like a sci-fi moment? Like tell me what you're reading and what it's like, because I'm always on the look for new books. Literally in Google on Goodreads, I typed in good romance beach reads and I got The Beach Club. And so far I'm really liking it. So let me know. My kind of book that I'm really into right now is like a beach setting. Okay. It doesn't have to be like a cheesy, like The Last Song by Nicholas Sparks moment, which I honestly think I'm going to read next, but I just want it to have like the feeling of being at the beach. And there is a book, I forget what it's called. I read the summary the other day. But it's about like these four girls and they live in Philly. Hello, me. And they came to Avalon for the summer. And if you guys don't know, on the Jersey Shore, I am in Sea Isle right now, Sea Isle City, New Jersey. The beach town next to mine is Avalon. Like I literally can like throw a rock and I hit Avalon. So it was like crazy. I'm like, oh my God, I should read this. But I don't know. It didn't sound like something I would really like. So I was just like, oh, I won't get it, but maybe I will, because like it has Avalon in it and it has Philly in it. And I'm sure they talk about like Sea Isle and like Cape May and Ocean City and like all these, I don't know, all the beach towns. So that's really cool. But I really like Do Me in the Sea. I'm really liking the beach club. So if you guys have any books that like take place at the beach, I read Where the Crawdads Sing. That was a good vibe to it because, like, I don't know, anything by water is really calming to me and it just gives me a really good vibe. It's awesome to wake up to and read that kind of vibe first thing in the morning. So yeah, what books are you guys reading? Are you reading books? Like, I see so many TikToks where it's people like, we've been in quarantine for 2 months and I've never once thought of reading a book. I'm like, you guys are missing out. When I was younger, I really liked to read. I remember I would read the Beacon Street Girls and oh my God, I would like stay up into like the late hours of the night just finishing a book. And like, it was the best, because whenever I'd be about halfway of one book, I'd go to the bookstore and buy the next one, and then I'd finish the whole rest of the book like that night, and then I'd stay up and start the new one. Oh my God, I loved that. And I really like the Divergent series. That was really awesome. I'd love to get back to those kind of books too, like sci-fi, but I feel like they're so young adult, like 16, 17 year old. I'm 22 now, so if you guys have any like sci-fi dystopian 20 books that a 22-year-old would enjoy, let me know. I'm really open to anything. I really like fiction books for like fun reads, but you know, I'm always down for like a little self-help moment too. But anyway, I want to talk about books for 5 seconds, but now that we're done with that, let's get on to the episode. Hi guys, how are you? Happy Manifest Monday. I don't think this is going up on a Monday, but still, happy day whenever you're listening to this. Today we're going to talk about body image. This is probably going to be a shorter episode because these are points that I want you to hear all of them and I want them to stick in your brain. So I don't want to overwhelm you with a ton of points that you're only going to pick and choose the favorite ones that you like. I think all of these points are really important and I want you to hear all of them loud and clear. Body image. There's so much to dive into this one. Really quick, I just want to say that I'm going to be skipping over my intro today of my normal three things I'm grateful for, three things I'm manifesting, and a question. I'm going to be doing a whole like Ask Tori Q&A sort of thing really, really soon. So if you guys want that, I will be posting about that on the Facebook group. And then you guys can either like message me or write them in the comments of the questions or tell a story, whatever. So that's Manifestatory Simone on Facebook. Just search that, request to join, and I'll accept you. So yeah, I'm going to be skipping over that, but I want you to take a moment, let me know, tell yourself what you're grateful for and three things that you're manifesting as well. I'm going to take a quick ad break and then we'll get into it. Okay, so let's talk about body image. Summer can be really, really hard. And I definitely don't think it's getting any easier with the exposure that we have to and the access that we have to apps that help that make us compare ourselves to other people. Like TikTok is like, for me, whenever I go on TikTok, all these girls have like fucking insane bodies. And I'm like, oh my God. I thought Instagram was bad. Then I downloaded TikTok and I was like, oh my God. So it's really, really easy to compare. Especially with like the circumstances that we're in now, I'm sure a ton of people wanted to like go to the gym before summer hit, or they wanted to do, you know, this diet before summer, whatever it is that you want to do before summer hit so that you would look summer ready. Whatever that is, I'm sure like a lot of people, your plans got thrown off track because of quarantine, you having to stay home, gym's closed. I things are different now. So summer can be hard. And then on top of it, we're all coming out of quarantine. Like, I get it, man. Like, summer can be really, really hard. And I want to remind you that if you're feeling down about your body, about the way you look, it's okay. Like, you shouldn't be ashamed of that. So while this episode is all about body image and learning to love your body and accepting your body and tips that I have that I tell myself that hopefully will help you too, just know that you wanting to feel better about your body is an awesome step in the right direction, but just recognize and remember that it's okay too if you do have body confidence issues, because that doesn't make you a bad person. That doesn't make your body any less beautiful or any more. It doesn't matter. Like, it's okay if you have those issues, because I can guarantee you so many girls do, even girls that you probably look at on the beach and you're like, oh my God, I wish I looked at them. I bet they have something going on in their mind too. It's so common for girls and guys. I don't want to discriminate here. Guys too. I'm just talking to most of my audience, which is girls. It's a really common thing, and it doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you vulnerable because you have it. It's normal, for lack of a better word, and it's okay. Okay, so please remember that. You don't have to be any size, any shape, any color. There's no definition of beauty when it comes to you at all. Of course, beauty, here's what I've learned. Okay, ready? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. It always is. Like the other weekend, I was hanging out with some of my guy friends down here at the beach. And, you know, we were just talking about people that we knew from high school or mutual friends that we all knew. And we were just listing off all these girls and all the guys that we were with. They kept saying how all of the girls are so pretty that we kept mentioning. Like we mentioned so-and-so and they were like, oh my God, she's so cute. Or like we mentioned so-and-so, oh my God, she's so pretty. We mentioned this other person, oh my God, she's beautiful, da da da. All of these girls looked so different. They looked different. They were all built different. They had different bodies, but they all thought that they were beautiful. Now, while I'm not saying that, you know, you have to be beautiful by the definition of a guy. Absolutely not. But what I am saying is that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So what one person finds beautiful, another person might not. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, starlight therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bonchard ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Think about you and your best friend, right? I know that me and my best friend, Lindsay, we have the most different taste in guys. It's unbelievable. Like any guy that she thinks is cute, I'm like, oh my God, ew. And any guy that I think is cute, she's like, oh my God, ew. Like what the fuck? So it's think about that with like guys too. Like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of body image confidence stems from the wanting the approval from other people, right? But the only approval that you really need is yourself. We think that others are attractive, just like how other people think that other people are attractive. And we don't necessarily agree with what other people think. So you aren't going to please everybody. And you can't live your life trying to please everybody. You can't live your summer trying to always look the best for other people because it doesn't matter at the end of the day. The body that you have is the body that you're supposed to have right now in this very moment of time. Remember, you can always change your body. If you're not happy with it, you can change it. You can always fine tune things, but I'll get into all these tips and messages too. But what I'm really trying to dig in here before I dive in is that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So what one person finds beautiful isn't going to be what the next person finds beautiful. There is no standard of beauty. Some people might think Kylie Jenner's body's fucking insane. Other people might think it's fake and weird looking. It depends what you like. It depends how confident you are in yourself. And just remember that the standard of beauty always changes and there is no standard of beauty. There is no perfect body. There is no perfect person. And honestly, if anyone ever has anything to ever say about your body, who are they to talk? No one on this earth has a perfect body. And who are they to talk? You know, this is your one vessel. It's your home. Okay. So I kind of just went on like a really big tangent right there. But it felt good to, you know, just like kind of like flow and get my words out that are in my head, get them out loud into existence, spoken into existence. It felt pretty good. But I do have a lot of tips that I do want to talk about. So let's go back to the whole comparing thing. It's really, really easy to compare, especially as girls. I find myself doing this all the time. And all the examples that I'm talking about today, I'm really talking about from personal experience, okay? So I don't mean to like project my insecurities onto anybody, project my emotions onto anybody. It's really just what I've experienced, and I hope that some of you guys can either resonate from it or learn something from it. So it's really easy to compare, especially for me. There's three places where I compare the most: on Instagram, on TikTok, and at the beach. So on Instagram, I've really tried to just not look at stuff because a lot of it's edited, okay? And that, like, you can't really compare to, like, edited pictures because that's just unfair. So I try to rule that out the best that I can. The second is TikTok because videos don't really lie, baby, and it's really, really crazy when you see all these, like, beautiful tan girls with the most amazing metabolisms just have, like, a killer fucking bod. You like abs, stomach, and ass. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how do you guys do this? So that's always never really fun. But then I think back to myself when I was 18, I was like, oh my God, like I had a tiny little body too. And now I'm 21, my body different. You know what I mean? So TikTok definitely isn't good for my comparison either. And then the third one is the beach. When I'm on the beach and I'm in a bathing suit and I see other girls in real life in bathing suits too, I'm always like, fuck, like I should have done those sit-ups or something like that. You know what I mean? Like it's really, really easy to compare. So my number one tip is to just, this is so much easier said than done, but to try to not compare because get this, talking shit on a skinny girl's body or on a girl that's really toned or on a girl that has the body type that you're trying to go for, talking shit on another girl's body because you're jealous won't make you look like them anymore. Right? It won't. Sure, like in the moment, it might help you feel like justified about how you look if you're truly unhappy with it, which I truly think that you should be happy with how you look. But talking shit on another girl's body isn't going to make your body look any better. It never will. And on the flip side of that, you can compliment or comment on somebody's body without tearing down your own. You don't have to say, oh my God, her stomach is so flat and toned. Mine literally has 5 rolls when I sit down. No, like you don't have to tear yourself down to compliment another girl. You can literally just say to your friends out loud, oh my God, that girl is so beautiful. That's it. It can be kept right there. You don't have to tear yourself down at all. I feel like that's a thing that a lot of us do, is that we give like backhanded compliments while tearing ourselves down or tearing other people down, even tearing them down. Like, you know, if you see a girl that's like super skinny, has a great body, whatever it might be, it's like, oh my God, I wonder if she even eats. You know, like those kind of backhanded compliments, just so unnecessary. You don't need them. And saying that comment isn't going to make her look any worse and make you look any better. That's just not going to change. Like talking shit isn't going to help at all. So just don't do it. Just why do it? Like you won't feel better during it. You won't feel better after it. You won't look a different way either time. So just don't do it. You can comment and compliment on someone else's beauty without tearing down your own either. Keep it simple. She's beautiful. Her arms are so toned. Whatever it might be. Like whatever the one thing is that's drawing you to compare yourself to this other girl, just compliment it. Compliment and move on with it. Now, of course, this episode can probably sound really superficial and really like, oh my God, Tori only cares about her body and how her image looks, da da da. No, what I'm trying to say is that this is a very common thing that a lot of us experience, especially in the summertime. But I want to remind you that what people see on the outside is just the first layer of you. It's the first interaction. It's the first appearance. It's that first thing that people notice. It's the initial attraction, whatever it is. It's what's beneath your skin, right? People remember how fun you are, how genuine you are, how nice you are, how good of a friend you are. They're never going to talk about your body. They're not going to remember you because of your body. I mean, sure, some people are like, oh my God, yeah, that girl has big boobs. Like, okay, people remember that, sure. But that doesn't make you a good person. It doesn't make you a bad person. It's a feature of your body. Like, okay, I'm going to take this kind of dark for a second. A eulogy, right? Have you ever heard a eulogy? Ever? Where they say, you know, like let's say my grandmother, my nana, when she passed away, they would have never been like, oh yeah, like Cherie's body was insane in her eulogy. No, you remember the laughs that you shared. You remembered the happiness, the memories, all of like the funny times. You remember the personality of a person. You remember what they provided you. You remember the feelings that they made you feel. You remember all these really deep things, but not their body. The way that their body looked has never influenced you to be better one way or worse another way. And that's the same with you. How your body looks, it doesn't define you, and it shouldn't. What happens is beneath the surface, how you are beneath your body. What's going on under that? You know, your body isn't everything. Sure, it's what people first notice about you, but it doesn't define you, and it shouldn't ever define you.
May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing two-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
This is said in a lot of context, but it can also apply to this. When you give people respect, you get respect back, right? And that's the same thing with anything that you do in your life. If you give off confidence, that's what you're going to get back in return. There are so many people in my life that, sure, are attractive and, you know, I think that they're hot, they're beautiful, I think whatever it might be about them. But like, how many times have you heard people say, yeah, that girl's hot, but she has no personality? What I'm trying to say is that looks only take you so far, and they're not everything, and you shouldn't treat them as if they're everything. What you give off is what you get back in return. So if you give off confidence, that's exactly what you're going to get back from other people in your life. I know so many people that I just love the way they carry themselves. I think that they, you know, when people have confidence, when they're funny, when they're just so sure of themselves, that is so attractive. That is so much more attractive than having muscles or, you know, what, because like it's them, like they're being themselves, like they carry themselves on their own high horse. That's attractive. They carry themselves in a way with, it's like cool. They have swagger. They have like a little like attitude to them. Like they have themselves figured out. Like that's attractive. That's cool. That's the confidence that you're giving off that you're going to then receive in return. The way that you present yourself is key. So if you're on the beach or if you're at a bar and you don't like how you look, like whatever, if you look insecure in your body, you're essentially giving others the right to view you in that certain way. Remember, you are always in control of how you project yourself. And I want you to use that wisely because it's a really, really powerful tool. We're going to take one quick ad break and then we'll be right back. Something that's really, really helped me in the whole body image confidence thing is dressing for my body. Now, when I was 18, I weighed like 30 pounds less than I do now. And I still have pretty much all of those clothes because I don't know. I just like haven't really ever cleaned out my closet, I guess. But sometimes I'll like find them and I'll put it on. And sure, like I can still kind of like fit in some of my tops. They're a little tight, but like I can still kind of do it. But I'm so much more comfortable and confident when I wear clothes that fit me. Obviously, my body is so much different now than it was when I was 18. That was 4 years ago. I'm 22 now. I have hips, I have an ass, I have thighs. Like I didn't have that stuff before. Now I do. I've like grown into my woman body. I'm learning to love it. It's taken time, but I'm learning to love it. But I have to dress my body. Like when I buy jeans, I can't buy straight cut jeans because my waist is small, my ass is big, and my thighs are huge. And then I go back, like, I don't know, like it's my body shaped differently. So I have to find the right jeans that fit my body. I have to find the right shorts that can be high waisted and enough, but still long enough that looks short enough, but they're long enough where my ass doesn't hang out. Aritzia, by the way, has the best. Their jeans don't fit me, but their shorts do. You just have to dress for your body. When you're dressed in an outfit, in a bathing suit, whatever it is, in athletic clothes, whatever it is that makes you feel confident, that's the vibe that you're going to be giving off. That's what you're projecting off to other people. And that's what's really, really key and really, really important. So make sure that you guys are dressing for your body in a way that makes you feel confident. If you're wearing an outfit that you don't like, that's so obvious that you don't like your outfit. Make sure you're dressing in what you feel comfortable in, what you feel confident in, what you like, what you feel beautiful in, what you feel pretty. And do whatever makes you feel best. If it's not like the norm of what you should be wearing, who the fuck cares? Like wear whatever the hell you want. Wear whatever you want. It doesn't really matter. Like I go to the bar all the time in leggings because I like how I look in leggings more than I do in jeans. Or I'll go to the beach wearing, I don't know, just like a big oversized t-shirt because I don't feel like putting on shorts that day. Like you can do so much if, and I'm more confident wearing a t-shirt, or I'm more confident wearing leggings, and that shows in the bar, and then I have more fun, or I have more fun on the beach, like whatever it is. I'm having more fun when I'm dressing to my body type, to my body image. When I'm enjoying what I'm wearing, it helps immensely. Another thing that really helps me is doing tasks that will ensure that I'm going to be staying confident in myself. So for example, whenever I eat healthy and work out consistently, regardless of what my body looks like, I'm always really confident because I know that I'm doing the best that I can for my body. I know that I'm feeding it well. I have a healthy body, and to me, having a healthy body is more important than how my body looks, right? So whenever I do those things, that just makes me feel like a more confident person, and giving off that confident vibe is the most important thing in my personal opinion of body type. And you guys, I just want you to remember that at the end of the day, what your body looks like doesn't matter. That's not what people remember about you. That's not how people are going to define you. It doesn't truly matter. You have to learn to love yourself. It's not easy to love yourself. It's definitely a long road. And I've been doing it, like I said, for the past couple of years. It's definitely hard. You have your ups and downs, but remember that you're not in it alone. And it's not everything. When you find the right people in your life that love you for exactly who you are, they're not going to care what you look like. I don't know if you've ever been in love or if you can relate, but you know, if you're in love with somebody and they start looking a little different than when you first dated, maybe they're putting on some weight, maybe they're losing weight, whatever it might be, you don't care. You don't care what they look like because you love them. You love who they are. You love their personality. You love their laugh. You love these little things about them. What they look like doesn't matter. The looks will always fade. It's the personality that stays. It's the memories, the laughs, it's the moments. That's what stays. And you want to surround people, you want to surround yourself with people that love you for you. Not that love you for your body, not that love you for external factors or the initial attraction. You want people that love you for you. Guys, I know that summer isn't always easy with body image and loving your body type, especially with so many factors that go into it and so much pressure to look a certain way because of social media. But I want to remind you that where you are right now, where your body is right now, is exactly where you're supposed to be. And as long as you're healthy and you're doing the best that you possibly can for your body, I think that's all that matters. So remember to stay confident. Remember that it's normal, that it's okay to feel a little insecure. We've all been there. Reach out to a friend, talk to someone about it, write about it in the Facebook group. We're all here to hype you guys up. We're all here to help you guys. I'm really glad that I got to talk about this today. I think it's a really, really important topic. I'm going to take one quick ad break and then we will wrap this up. So guys, that is going to conclude today's episode about body image. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I hope it was short and sweet, like I said, and I hope you guys could take away a couple of key messages from this and really just understand that you're beautiful exactly how you are. And you know, the standard of beauty is always going to change. And you just have to do the best that you can for yourself. Happy, healthy, thriving, confident. You guys are awesome. And I hope you never, ever feel like you are supposed to look a certain way, act a certain way because of what society says. Absolutely not. You guys are awesome. And I love you guys. And remember, what you put on this earth, the memories that you give other people, the feeling that you give other people is always going to be so much more important and speak volumes over what you physically look like. Every single time. So be sure to join the Facebook group that is Manifest with Tori Simone. And we're here to hype you guys up whenever you need it. We are here to hype you up. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. I will talk to you guys very, very soon. And yeah, be sure to join the Facebook group. Follow me on Instagram at Tori Sterling. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.